The kitchen was the centre of every lodging house, and at this hour it was a warm and friendly place, a focus of heat and rich smells, while the fog curled grey and cold outside the windows. A half-dozen men stood by the fire, talking and drinking. At a side table, several men and women played cards, while others sipped bowls of steaming soup. Tucked away in the corners were musical instruments, beggars' crutches, hawkers' baskets and peddlers' boxes. He found Maggie, a dirty child of 12, and drew her to one side. He gave her a gold guinea, which she bit. She flashed a half-smile.
"What is it then, Gav?"
She looked appraisingly at his fine clothes, a calculating glance far beyond her years.
"A bit of a tickle for you?"
Pierce ignored the suggestion. "You dab it up with Clean Willie." She shrugged.
"I did. Willie's in."
"Newgate?"
"Aye."
"You see him?"
"I do, once and again. I goes as his sister, see?"
Pierce pointed to the coin she clutched in her hand. "There's another one of those if you can downy him a message." For a moment, the girl's eyes glowed with interest. Then they went blank again.
"What's the lay?"
"Tell Willie he should break at the next topping. It's to be Emma Barnes, the murderess. They'll hang her in public for sure. Tell him, break at the topping." She laughed. It was an odd laugh, harsh and rough.
"Willie's in Newgate," she said. "And there's no breaks from Newgate, topping or no."
"Tell him he can," Pierce said. "Tell him to go to the house where he first met John Sims, and all will be well enough."
"Are you John Sims?"
"I'm a friend," Pierce said. "Tell him the next topping, and he's over the side, or he's not Clean Willie." She shook her head.
"How can he break from Newgate?"
"Just tell him," Pierce said, and turned to leave. At the door to the kitchen, he looked back at her, a skinny child, stoop-shouldered in a ragged second-hand dress spattered with mud, her hair matted and filthy.
"I'll tell,"
she said, and slipped the gold coin into her shoe. He turned away from her and retraced his steps, leaving the Holy Land. He came out of a narrow alley, turned into Leicester Square, and joined the crowd in front of the Mayberry Theatre, blending in, disappearing.